Morning, Joe.
How are you today?
Doing well.
Participate.
How about yourself?
Well, we're doing okay. It could be a lot worse this time of year, that's for sure.
Indeed.
Did you participate in the Senior Olympics yet?
I've been to a couple of the events, particularly the torch lighting and the volleyball annual tradition game. They've had good weather for it. It's gone pretty well. They've had a pretty good-sized number of participants, so they're very pleased, you know.
Yeah, I think everybody's happy to have it back to full strength after the past couple of years, for sure.
Agreed.
It's that time of year also, Mayor, when the budget gets discussed, and I know the presentation made to the City Council last night. Could you give a little preview of what the budget entails this time?
Yeah, sure. As you know, each year we go to the Council in the springtime to present the annual fiscal budget, which starts July 1, the new fiscal year. So this is the fiscal 24 budget, and it's up about 8%. About a little more than a third of that is the debt service, which is part of the program we did for the unfunded liability and the pension bond. So over the time of the next, 20 years or so, 18 years, we're going to save $130 million by doing what we did almost 2 years ago now by restructuring the unfunded pension system. And we hit it at the most perfect timing you could have with the low interest rates. We did very well on that deal, and interest rates have climbed, which is good on the other side for the investment side. So that was a great deal. But so that was part of the uptick. We also have settled just about every union and employees across the city. So there's an increase in all salaries. There was some market adjustments in salaries. For example, the paraprofessionals on the school side, we were losing them left and right. We weren't competitive with the districts around us, so we did a major market adjustment for the paraprofessionals. Same thing for the food service workers. We've added, as we talked about, we've added a ladder truck in service. So there's some positions in the budget that reflect the addition of a captain and lieutenant for each of the groups. And, there's two archivists for the libraries. As you know, the library is a great resource here, and they have a lot of documents, a lot of books, a lot of artifacts. And this will allow us to do a much better job of preserving them, maintaining them, and making them available to people. So that's a good piece. There's an additional recreational position. And we also have a mental health clinician in the police department, which I believe is going to be reimbursable under a grant, but a very important position in light of the experiences of our times. So overall, pretty healthy budget. I remind everybody that we are still well below our levy limit. We were leaving almost $50 million on the table, meaning under Prop 2.5, we could go up a lot more than we do. We're not even near a requirement or request for a Prop 2.5. So all of work we're doing, whether it's public buildings, whether it's seawalls, whether it's pipes and roads and parks, it's all happening within our structure without having to deal with a 2.5 override. So we've left more than $400 million on the table in taxes since I've been in office, and I think that is a good message for people, that if you go around communities around us, they're at the levy limit. And I think Hingham's talking about an override just for operations. So we're in pretty good financial shape, and I would also argue that we provide the best in services. I mean, people move here for the schools. People move here for the services they get across the board. So it's a healthy budget, and I certainly hope the council sees in its wisdom that it reflects the values of our city, and will be a good financial, a good series of finance meetings, let me put it that way, under Chairman Chuck Phelan, and get all the questions answered and information they need.
How will the budget impact the property taxes?
Well, under Prop 2.5, every city and town goes up on taxes every year. So they'll be going up in the fall. There's no doubt about that. But we don't know yet what depth of that will be. I mean, there's other factors that come into play, Joe, as you know, and new growth, for example. We don't get that number till really the end of the summer, early fall. That's an important number. That's the new growth in value, also new growth in actual new buildings, businesses, residential properties that come in the city. That helps us offset the property taxes.
What is the total budget number, Mayor?
$407 million.
$407, okay. As opposed to, what's the current year's? $376, I think, or something of that?
In that range, Joe.
Okay, okay.
I'm in my car. I don't have it in front of me.
Okay. Very good. So the process is now that, as you mentioned, the City Council Finance Committee reviews it. They can cut but not add. Is that correct?
That's correct. Okay. They can approve a cut. That's correct. And the Finance Committee is a committee of the whole of the City Council.
Yep.
So Chuck Phelan chairs it. And he's certainly been around for many of these. He understands the process.
So sure.
I'm sure he'll be efficient in his leadership on those meetings.
Yep. You mentioned the negotiated salary increases. I know that there's been a review, too, for non-union salaries. Has any determination been made about that in this new budget?
Yes, actually, we had a company that came in and did an analysis, and we knew there were some areas we were low. We knew there were areas where we were fine. For example, our police and fire departments, if you do some comparisons, you know, we're healthy. We're in a good place for those. But as I mentioned, on the school side, the paraprofessionals were way low. The lunch service workers were way low. A number of our department heads and department managers were way low compared to other cities. Mm. So, yeah, so in the budget, the salary adjustments over the next 2 years, we kind of laid them in over 2 years for a number of these folks. And I would still argue, even when they peak out, they're still more than reasonable in my view. We have a lot of incredible, dedicated professionals in the various departments of the city, and they work hard, they love the city, but they should also be fairly compensated.
Mm-hmm. Does the proposed budget also still include that DEI position, Mayor?
It does, and I'm interviewing somebody later in the week, so I'm hopeful that we're going to be able to fill that.
Oh, very good. Is it still the same salary?
Yeah, it's probably going to be up a little bit more than that because the salary that was established, which was recommended to me, seemed to be a little bit low. We didn't get many bites, as you know.
Yep. You mentioned the fourth ladder truck. I know there was a big announcement last week about that, and that's pretty exciting. It's been, what, 40-plus years, I think?
Well, I was actually chief of staff for Mayor Jim Sheets when it came out of service in 1990.
Okay.
It was the Howe's Neck ladder truck, you know, it was tough times. A lot of layoffs, so it didn't make sense to keep in service with one guy on it. You're going to have the appropriate personnel on your pieces of apparatus. So the chief came to me with a plan for redeployment of the apparatus. As you know, we have eight stations, so eight engine companies. This will be now four ladder trucks. We have one rescue company, which puts us in a very good position and will probably move us up in the ISO rating from a 2 to a 1, which is the highest in the standard, meaning that will have a positive effect on people with insurance on their homes.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the factors they look at. So it means we have a good distribution of hydrants. It means we'll have a good distribution of manpower and equipment across the city to handle most cases. So I think it's a good day. The city has continued to grow. Our numbers in the fire department and the police department are back to where they were as far as officers to like the 1980s.
Mm-hmm.
So significant. It's been incremental. As you know, we've been doing it over the last several years, incrementally adding to where we were. We caught up on the school side a few years back doing the same thing. So it's again, it's a healthy budget. You know, the city is, in my view, is number one in so many ways, but including those services is reaction time for a 911 call, response time, how quickly can you get there. It's usually, in many cases, a medical, someone suffering a real severe medical issue. So seconds and minutes really matter. Same thing with a house fire. Minutes really matter. The quicker you get there with the apparatus, the manpower, the quicker you can knock it down and limit the damage, not only to the home, but to the homes around it, as we've seen over the years when something gets out of control. So, it's a healthy budget. The budget grows as the city grows to be able to maintain those services that people rely on.
The the two ladder trucks that were stationed outside City Hall during that announcement, were those already purchased by the city?
Yes. As you may be aware, Joe, we ordered a new ladder truck, about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
The problem is it takes 30 months to get it from the time of order to delivery.
Wow.
And that's a long time. It used to be about a year. Now it's 30 months. And it's similar to talking to Prendeville over at DPW. Larry, you know, a six-wheel Mack dump truck is like 14 to 18 months.
Wow.
It's crazy right now. So we got to think differently. So in the meantime, the chief was able to locate two used ladder trucks that were in great shape. They passed all the certifications mechanically as well as all the how the ladders operate. And so it's going to buy us some time with both of those great pieces of equipment. So one of our, not only we needed a new ladder truck, but our backup was old. So this will give us a truck in service, but also give us a good backup.
Okay. Are you going to paint the yellow one red?
Well, you know, we talked about that, honestly, but the cost of doing that is pretty significant. I think we can spend the money elsewhere.
Sure. Yeah. No, it's just tongue-in-cheek saying that. I understand.
Understood. Yes. No, but I thought about it, but when I saw that the price tag for that, I said, no, that's like another person on a piece of equipment.
Yes. Yeah.
So, we'll actually be a conversation piece.
Certainly will. Finally, Mayor, since we last chatted, you have officially announced your intentions to seek re-election. Did you wait for me to be on vacation to do that?
Absolutely, Joe. I waited just so. No, it just fell. We have an event next Wednesday night to kick off the campaign, and people were asking. The nomination papers came out. Thought it was time to make it public. I did wrestle with it a little bit, only because of the personal side of it, the commitment it has, and the effect it has on a marriage and family. So that, you know, you think about those things because it does have an impact on the people you love and the people that, you know, you live with. And I'm not saying this in any kind of a boastful way, but anyone in public service, it's a big commitment. And I'm not talking about the day job, it's the evenings and weekends.
Yep.
That's very, very challenging.
It's mostly 24/7 in your case, I'm sure.
It is. Yeah. I mean, you know, people see, you know, your picture in the paper of a ribbon cutting. Mm-hmm. Well, the job entails far more than that as CEO of the city, and there's decisions made every day, all day. You know, we have a good team, very professional team, dedicated staff, and a great city. I mean, we have a city made up of great diversity. I was at the Multicultural Center last Saturday. I think there were 32 different countries represented at it with tables and with various food and dancing. And it's pretty phenomenal. And they all call Quincy home. So it's a special place, and we want to keep it that way.
Well, I look forward to speaking with you throughout the campaign and the year. Thank you, Mayor.
Sounds good. Enjoy the day, Joe.
Thank you. You as well.